Oh, she didn't turn down a man, got married.
Is there any humorous ways of saying that they got married?
Got hitched.
Anything else?
Yeah, they went to bed with shoes off.
She went to bed with the shoes off, huh? Pretty good. At a wedding, though, the man who stands up for the groom, he's one.
Best man.
Any other names for that?
Best fashioned one, I guess.
Old fashioned ones.
I don't know, they're different.
Groomsman.
But a groomsman wouldn't be best man.
No?
The groomsman would just be some of them, but maybe the ushers. Groomsman would be second to best man.
Uh-huh. And the girl that stands for the bride, she'd be
the matron of honor.
Uh-huh.
So your bride baby would just be the one to put it in.
Now, here's a question. After a wedding, some of the boys in the neighborhood might get together around their home, the new couple's home.
They'd be serenading.
Any other ways, or where'd you heard of that?
Well, they call it serenading, and I don't know if there's anything to call it.
They still do that here?
No, they used to do it when I was young, but come around, rouse them up, and keep them up. But I guess most of them leave town now and don't serenade them.
Did they ever bring rifles and pistols and shoot them up? No? Not to make any noise in them? What about dynamite?
No, I didn't do that either.
Didn't show up?
Well, they just come by and holler at them.
How long ago did they quit doing that?
Well, the only one I knew about serenading was back when we lived in Lakeland. That'd been. It'd be near about 50 years ago. Pretty close that night. I fell about for the study for the ministry. And I never got married and went to his house and serenaded him. Just get pretty good. How'd you get
it? Say there had the serenade going on, and there's a sheriff comes on over to arrest them. They wouldn't arrest just one or two of them, they'd arrest.
Yeah,
but it's saying something.
Oh, technically not.
Yeah, uh-huh, just for a while.
Oh, they'd have to arrest all of them.
Uh-huh. What would they call all of them?
The whole bunch?
Yeah.
That'd be the crowd.
Yeah, would there be any any other terms for that? Everybody in the mob, everybody?
Oh, everybody in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the party, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So if you take a sip for a second.
He had the all the party with his rest.
What would you say to young people when they go out evening, they go out in couples and move around on the floor? What'd you call that? It'd be music and all.
Or it'd be dancing.
Uh-huh. Any other words for that?
That'd be about the main one, dancing.
Think of any other terms?
No, I don't know.
There are whole different kinds around here?
Huh?
Different kinds around here?
No, they don't do much.
Any names for dances you might have at home?
I don't know what the present is, what it is back then, but there's a jitterbug. Jitterbug reserved for late at night when everybody got drunk. That'd be about the only time you could go there. Rest of that belly rather.
Let's say that children get out of school at 4 o'clock. Yes, sir. And you'd say at 4 o'clock, school does what?
School better leave school.
Mm-hmm.
And,
4 o'clock would be the time at school.
School turns out.